is a question. The amount of lecithin in the brain, is it above and beyond the levels expected for the amount of cell in the brain that some of the medicine that man's brain?
I cannot say that. I don't know that. But study the books, you find it. And even if it would be higher, you are always in the same problem. It depends what you do with it. Everybody has a brain, but not everybody uses it. That's another question. So, I have been... Here the embryonal disc, and this here, that is the yolk sac. And here you have another hole with liquid, and that is the so-called amnion. Now, you see, between them, there is the embryonal disc. And I mentioned that the yolk, that is just much bigger in the egg of the birds, that contains the nutrition, yolk, lecithin, and so on. And here you have the amnion, which is the liquid, where later the embryo is swimming in. The embryo is not sitting in the uterus, it is just swimming, even if it doesn't move. But you see, it is full of water. And that is the beginning. You see, as now, we never saw such a thing like an invagination, like a gastrulation, which we find in animals. Now, that is one step. And now when you compare that will be in future the embryo. That is a very small part. And you see already two layers. And that which is exposed to the yolk sac, this layer, is later the endoderm, and this is later the ectoderm. So, that is outside, inside, and you see how the nutrition belongs to the inside. And here, that is outside, that is later skin, nervous system, and so on. And how that grows. And when you see the relation between the ratio between the environment and that was the embryo, you see an amazing fact. We study all this because we say, what is the decisive? Just it's the embryo, all the others not so important. But the ratio is about 100 to 8. That means the embryo is a very small part. The more important in this time is just the environment. All that what is round the embryo, that is much more important. The embryo is the smallest part, even not 10% of the whole. And that even you can see later, when you have in the uterus, all the uterus is the environment. That is here round, and then later you have, I turn this round, so that you have here the amnion, that is the embryon, and here you have the amnion, and here you see that goes round about, and you have the yolk sac, with a part of this yolk sac here, that is the allantois. Maybe you remember all the names. Now, that what is just the embryo, that is this part here. This part. And here it is fixed, the embryo is fixed here on this part from here, it is fixed on the uterus. Haftstiel. What's that? Haftstiel. Haftstiel. There it is fixed. That is That is this
stock, connecting stock.
Connecting stock. Connecting stock here. You see, again the same. The embryo itself is a very small part. And when you see that just here, that belongs to the whole, the environment of the uterus, then the result is just the embryo. But where it comes from, that is the environment. The environment makes the embryo. The embryo is built from outside. It does not grow from inside. That is our interpretation. The embryo grows from outside. And when you see this, any development starts from outside. And how can we understand that it works from outside? Now, that is surrounded by the uterus, of course, that would be much bigger here. And when you see the shape, the ideal shape of the uterus, what is that? That is again such a shape. It is typical, this formation which we described as a gastrulation, as invagination, as formative forces of the astrality, of the astral body. That is just a typical astral organ, the uterus. But in reality, what means astral? When we don't see it, that is just the soul. That means that belongs to the stars. Translated the word astral. Astra, what the people felt in former time, that belongs to the stars. So when you see such a thing, where does it come from? Any of these shapes, of these forms, they come from the cosmos. That means the name astral. It comes from the cosmos. So what is the uterus? That is a typical cosmic organ. So that, of course, it's a matter that you can say on the one side, the soul is working in all these cavities which are done. That's right, it's a matter of the soul. But on the other side, it is a matter of the cosmos. Cosmic forces are coming, and the uterus protects the embryo from the earth. It exposes it to the cosmos. That means this shape. So the uterus is just a cosmic organ in the same way. You can say it's an astral organ, that's right, sure. But on the other hand, it is a cosmic organ. To accept cosmic forces, bring them into the body and exclude the terrestrial forces. What would be terrestrial forces? Anything what is connected with crystallization, which with solidification, and all that is earthy. What makes us to be an earthy being? Our bones, our teeth. And in this way we do not start. We do not start with the bones, we start just from the cosmos. We are not built up by the earthy substances. That is not just a problem of the substance at all. The growing of the embryo is just, you can say it in different ways, you can say it, the embryo comes from the water. Because what is the first cell when you see it? Why was it so difficult to detect the fertilized cell? Because it's water. And the cells in the uterus is water too. That is all water. You cannot even see it. You must isolate it. Then you can see the egg cell. Otherwise you cannot see it. So all that is water. The provenience of the embryo is not the earth. It is just the water. Or when you want, you can say the same in a different way. The life comes from the water. But that is a biological life. But the formative forces, they come from the cosmos. That's, as we described it, light and all the other formative forces, that comes from the cosmos. So even here you can see, and we will follow this, thought in the next minutes, that you can see how the cosmos is working in the embryo from outside. All the evolution of the embryo does not start from inside. That is the result. It starts from outside.
Are you saying then, when you say that the environment contributes to the embryo, that instead of the cells coming from multiplication of the embryonic disc cells, they actually come from a change of the environment into embryo?
I'm speaking of the forces which are making the substance. When, as far as you speak from substances, of course they come from the mother, but from the environment and from inside, the development does not start. That's what I want to mention. That all the forces come from outside, working in a century. How can you say centripetal way?
Yeah.
Centripetal way. That is how it works. So, or in other words, that the cosmos is concentrated in the embryo. And that is how it works. And this you will see when you see what is here. What do you have here? Amnion. That is, and all this, what does it contain? Yesterday I spoke about the lecithin, that the lecithin brings the light forces in the substance, in the water. And that makes it just as transparent for this, or it's the bearer of these forces. That's one. We found a lot of such different types of forces. But it is of substances. We have to see what they are in expression for. And when you study this, and here you have the amnion, and when you see what happens in the amnion, it's of course it's water, and that is the water where where later the embryo is swimming in. But when you study which forces, or here even in this. What is this here? The
connection.
What later? All the umbilical cord. All this. That is just a special tissue. When you ever have you ever seen such an umbilical cord? How it is like jelly. When you mostly when you have such a substance like jelly, there you find that contains some. Substance, which one?
Silica.
And so, all this is full of silica, all the environment. And now, yesterday I already quoted this book of the Russian, of some Russian guys, Silica and Life. And I checked this book, and it's amazing what they did collect as facts. But of course you find the silica in plants and in animals and in humans and all of over and all compounds which there is. It is fantastic to see that. But when you see which tissue is the richest of all in silica, then you come the richest of all is the amnion. Here is the onion. What is the onion? That is just what is round the embryo. And when you see the embryo is surrounded by the onion. And when you dry the onion, and you dry it and you check the ashes of the onion, then you find it contains 22% silica. That is fascinating. You can even say, what is it? What is the amnion? That is an organic silica. Because we know since long time that some organs contain more, some less silica. This is known. But that's just on the peak is just the amnion. And then what is very rich is just all this, the umbilical cord, all this, the surroundings is rich in silica. All these organs round the embryo. Now, what does it mean? That what is silica? Silica is transparent. Quartz is transparent. It's absolutely clear. It is transparent for the cosmic forces. You remember that the silica has to do with the six. When you see the crystal quartz, that is just an expression of the count six. And what was six? Here you have again the six. These are just the creative forces of the divine world, which are producing the light. But I mentioned that wherever you have the six, there you have something with the light. Why do we have C6 in the sugar? I tried to elaborate this yesterday. Why just C6 and not C5 and not C7? Because that sugar is a result of the light. And the forces of the light are always correlated with the six. This you can see, that is a creative force. And that is working even as a result or as a acceptor of these forces is just the silica. The silica accepted, but the silica in contrast to the fat accepts it, but holds it, brings it down, but the silica is transparent. These forces should not work just here in the environment. No, but here are the collectors, and these collectors to bring them into the embryo, that is just the silica. You see, that has nothing to do, even if we use the word, what is silica? Silica is a mineral. That's right and wrong too. It is of course a earthy substance, but it is permeable, it is transparent for the light forces, for the cosmic forces. And that is why just the embryo has this cosmic substance round, because cosmic forces are working through the embryo. Now, yeah.
What is the significance of this happening in the dark? Because in the womb, there's no light there.
Yeah. It is not light. It is just an expression of light, which I mentioned it, that is a silica. Of course, it is not light itself. You can expose some substances like yolk, the sun, and it will not grow.
Yeah, I understand it, but it's just that it is happening in darkness.
Yeah. Why darkness? You remember what we were elaborating? What is life? Life is transformed life, metamorphosized light. When the light is accepted by the plant, the light is taken and changed into life. And then the light disappears. And wherever you have life, you have darkness. Why? Because you can have the one or the other. You can have light, or when you do not have light, then it is dark. And so the light itself is not, the life is not light directly. It is transformed. And when you see that the whole organization, you go to the region where you have life, it is not transparent. You have wherever you have transparent substances, that means transparent, the light or the life that goes through. It is not accepted, it goes through. And when it comes to a stop, it is accepted, and then there is not more light. Then it's life. In case you go to a very good aquarium somewhere, you can see fishes, which are fishes which are transparent. Have you ever seen them? Yeah. They are transparent. And it is fascinating to see them, that they are transparent. But there are some parts which are not transparent. And this is? No, the eyes are transparent, of course.
The liver.
The liver is absolutely not transparent. The head, even the bones are transparent. You see it, so a little bit you see it. But there is one part, and that is just, or you can say, the belly. The belly is not transparent. And that cannot be transparent, because that contains the life. It should not be transparent. And wherever you have a transparent substance, it is not alive. Like the eye. The eye is just not alive. That's why it's transparent. What means transparent? That forces can go through are not accepted. It can go through. It is like a wire. And that makes that the eye, that the light can pass through the substance. And when it is accepted, that happens in the rear part of the eye. And there it must be accepted. And that's why there it is dark. There you have the darkness. When I did very often I did make preparations of the eyes. And it was fascinating. When I did work with it after this, my finger were absolutely black from this melanin. That is a concentrated melanin in the rear part of the eye. And that is black darkness, because there the light must be stopped. It should not penetrate, otherwise we wouldn't see. That's why the albinos cannot see very good. So that is how it works. When it comes to the life, it must be stopped, the light transformed. So, and all our sensory organs, our nervous organs are transparent. Transparent in a different way. The eye is transparent for the light. This you can see. And the ear is transparent for the sound. It must be transparent, otherwise we wouldn't hear. That is how that works. And what does that mean? It is transparent, that just the forces are not accepted for this substance. Do you see the difference between the fat or the lecithin and now the silica? The lecithin, that is fat, that accepts it and brings it, holds it, makes substance from it. But the silica is just for penetration. Silica does not accept it. It lets them, it collects it and brings it down, concentrates it, but don't use it self. It doesn't use it itself. While the fat and so, they use it for themselves. Now, that you see, here all this environment is full of silica as a collector of the cosmic forces to bring them down. But they do not work here in the environment. They work into the embryo. That is like a magnifying glass. That is a magnifying glass which collects the forces to bring them into the embryo. And that makes the silica. Oh, of course, I always use the expression, we must realize always the same, silica does nothing. No substance does anything. They are just expression of forces, and they are handled by the forces. And so that is just like a wire, like a collector, like a magnifying glass for formative forces which come from the cosmos. Now, and then you see all this is concentrated here for the embryo. The growing starts from outside. Now, and this you can see step by step. That just the beginning is just the silica. The silica is the beginning, and that is means all the organs which contain very much silica, they are the first organs. What is the first what the embryo makes, or the embryo doesn't make it, but which is made for the embryo? These are just the brain, the eye, the ear. When you see an embryo, and that is, you know, all this. You have an embryo, what is about like that. You have here a big eye, and then here you have more or less a hole, that is the ear. And all this substance here, that is nervous system. And then it is so, it's always amazing to see such a thing here and here, that are the hands, the arms, and these are the legs. When you compare that it is, it looks strange, such an embryo. Because it is, what is the embryo? It's only head. It's only nervous system or sensory nervous system. All others you can forget about it. That is just the very first beginning. It's just the nervous system and the eye and the ear. You can say the sensory organs. What does it mean? Why is this the first and not the last? Now, because now you can see the next step. The first was that here, the environment of the embryo is transparent, not for light, for the cosmic forces. They come in. And now, what is a sensory organ? The same. They are transparent. The sensory organs are transparent. The eye for the light, the ear for the sound, and the brain and the nervous system is transparent for the thought. And all they must be. Not just that, but that is just what makes it. To be transparent, that means not just accept the light, to be just is a conductor for the light, like a wire. And that continues. And that makes the problem why, when the embryo grows, it is just not a heap of cells, that the cells are guided. That they are formed, that they are brought to a shape, that makes that they are connected by the forces of the nervous system, or the nervous system is the same collector, but more organically. The environment, there you have the silica more in a dynamic way. It accepted it, but now it gets substance. You have a transparent substance, and indeed, the nervous system is transparent for formative forces. And this you can see when you once have this as an idea. When you eliminate all that has been done, when you eliminate the nervous system, then you have misbildung, what is it? Malformations. Then you have malformations. You even can, not just in men, but in animals, all this has been done. You can cut away just the leg and they produce a new leg. That's not so bad. But when you eliminate a part of the brain, then you have malformations. Or this famous experiment which has been done, you have in sea urchin, you have the separation, and now the dividing of the cells, and that was Spemann called the organizer. Organizer, that is just, yeah, it's a word. But where is it here on this part, on the higher part? And when he divided the, when he divided them in this way, he has two animals. But when he divided them in this way, so that the so-called organizer is on the one side, he has here an animal and here a heap of cells. You see how that works. The facts you can find in all the books. What is lacking is the explanation, the understanding of it. You see, this organizer, what, as he describes as organizer, that is exactly that what it is. It is transparent for formative forces. Of course, organizer means he does it. And that is what I stressed all the time. No substance does anything. It's transparent for forces. And when you eliminate this, then you are blind for the forces. And then the organism, this living organism, is blind for formative forces. And what is the result? The result is a heap of cells, what you have on the other side. No formation. So, you see, life without organization, that's a heap of cells. What is lacking are the formative forces, and they enter via the so-called organizer, or here just via the nervous system. It goes step by step, this organization. And you can follow it. That all this is an expression, or it's not, all this is just based on the on the essence of silica. And that is why any embryonic tissue is rich in silica. Or, in other words, when you see the silica, the content of silica, beginning in the very first time, as long as far as one knows this, you can see the following. We start with silica, and the silica goes down during the life. Old people have less silica than just adults, and the adults have less than the children. The children have less than the babies, and the baby less than the embryo. And so you see how that goes down. What is silica? Silica is a cosmic substance. And you see, that is just, you can see it in such a diagram. You can see the provenience. We are coming from the cosmos and go to the earth.
Would it be fair to say then that this decrease in silica is one of the reasons why the older someone gets, the more difficult it is for them to develop new ideas and new understandings?
On the one side, yes. On the other side, what does it to silica that they cannot do that or not? That means, why do they have the trouble? Because they have no silica. Is this a reason?
No, I didn't mean to imply that. I just meant to say it's one of the factors.
Yeah, but you can see it has not been done. But I would be very interested if it could be done. How is it correlated? That, of course, all this is average. But when you would find whether somebody is active in spiritual, has a spiritual activity, whether in these people the decreasing of the silica would in the same way as in the other people. That's the question. We are not a victim of the silica. No, we make it, whether we have it or not. By the way, even this was an old treatment for sclerotic diseases. Silica. There are a couple of products in Germany. They are distributed for treatment of the sclerosis. Of course, now we are living another time, but 50 years ago, that was, and even they are still available. They contain only silica. Of course, in a very acceptable way. Treatment of sclerosis. What is the most modern result of atherosclerosis? Where does it come from? Because it's a matter of the tissue of the vessels. And what is the tissue of the vessels? Contains silica. And that is how it works. All this is published. You can read it. When the silica, the vessels, the arterioles, and the veins, when they are rich in silica, then they are flexible. And when they are not flexible, that is an expression of a certain arteriosclerosis. And then they can accept, and then can start the plaques. The plaques can only start when they are rigid. As long as they are flexible, the tissue is flexible, there cannot be starts. So you see, that is indeed a problem. You can see it in the biochemistry, how that works, how cosmic forces overcome the rigidity or the calcification or all this. And indeed it is, of course, it works, but you give just the instrument for this. The silica alone doesn't work. When he doesn't use it, by the way, one of the theories of the modern geriatry, you say geriatry? Geriatric. One is the loss of silica. And our food is poor in silica. All of it, that's a fact. You can see that, because what are we doing when we have artificial fertilizer? We give potassium, nitrogen, and phosphor. And even we cannot give silica, because silica is all over the world, you have silica. But the plant can't accept it. That's the problem. Sand is silica, but the plant cannot accept it. That makes it. Because this, to accept it, it must be organic. And how is it made organically? Now, just by the cosmic forces. Now, you come to the same result. That is what is working through the nervous system, through the sensory nervous system. These are the forces of the silica. They are working through. It is not substance. It is the forces of the silica. Or in other words, whenever you have a transparent substance, whether it's the eye, the ear, the nervous system, that is an expression of the forces of the silica which are working here. And these are formative forces. So, here in the embryo, you have the growing, the substance grows. And that makes that the danger is given that this growing is unruled, it is undirected, or in other words, that always you there is a danger that it is that does not grow like an embryo, that it makes only a heap of cells. And you see, sometimes this can happen.
Mold.
Huh?
The molds.
Molds.
Molar pregnancy.
Yeah, that is molar. Yeah. Molar pregnancy, or a teratome, or even a cancer. And that is, indeed, that is the question which is discussed from the oncologist. Cancer is growing. So, what is the sign of a cancer? Undifferentiated cells. And where do you have undifferentiated cells? In the embryo. So, one of the eldest theory, why does he have cancer? Because there are some undifferentiated cells, they survive, and finally they make the cancer. Of course, that is a theory. But you see, that is indeed the problem for the oncologists. The undifferentiation. And here you have in the embryo, that's just pure, undifferentiated cells. Why don't they make a cancer? this is indeed a problem for the oncologists. They say it should be, or it, we could expect that just the children, or not the children, just the embryos should produce cancer. But they do not do it. It, cancer is a disease of elderly persons or in the ages. They are suffering from cancer. Now it's different. Now you have more and more children. But not embryos. Not the babies have cancer. Not yet. Maybe in 100 years. But not yet they have cancer. And that is indeed the question, how is it done that that grows to a shape, to an embryo, and not to a cancer? But you see how difficult that is. When a woman has cancer, or just prepares cancer, and she gets pregnant, what happens? That's a disaster. Immediately the cancer grows, and the woman is overcome, and probably she dies in cancer. That is awful for a cancer, this combination, pregnancy and cancer. That's awful. Now, but why doesn't the embryo get cancer? It is the tissue when you see it. Maybe you remember that from your histology. It looks sometimes, the cancer tissue looks like an embryonic tissue. And so you can say that is just on the way to cancer. Why doesn't it get cancer? Now, you see that. Because there's a balance. The growing is not bad. As long as it is balanced, it is dominated by formative forces. And even when you see the shape of the embryo, where is it growing? Here inside. Here it's growing. It's surrounded by nervous system. It is surrounded by just these formative forces. And that makes why the embryo is not a cancer tissue. Because it's full of formative forces.